ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, text 64, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of this school. Life is rarely attained, and even rarer is to inquire into the truth. Most people are interested simply in living like animals, but a few people are interested in higher philosophical employments. Out of those who are more fortunate, they will come in contact with Vedic knowledge. However, even followers of Vedic knowledge, not many of them come to understand Krishna. Vidishudurlabham is not very easy to understand Krishna exactly from the Vedas. So even though there may be many followers of the Vedas, but most of them don't actually understand what is the essence. Some of them are convinced that the essence of the Vedas is to follow rituals so that one can enjoy this material world, without considering that the animals are also so-called enjoying this material world. But because it's given in the Vedic literatures, then they take it to that this is all in all. Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna. Early in the Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that the Vedas mostly deal with the subject matter of the three modes of material nature. But he tells Arjuna, go beyond the three modes of material nature. So, it's very rare to find human beings who are even philosophically inclined. Then out of those who are philosophically inclined, some may be interested in following the Vedas. But even among the followers of the Vedas, most are interested simply in material enjoyment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu analyzes, Koti karma nishta madde ekjan jnani. He says that out of hundreds of thousands of materialistic followers of the Vedas, there may be someone who is a jnani. In other words, he's thinking, what's the use of all these Vedic directions for going to the heavenly planets? Let me get free from birth and death. He is called a jnani because he's interested in the very philosophical sections of the Vedas. Mostly jnanis, they become interested in the Upanishads and the Vedanta Sutra. And there are many statements which, in the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, could be interpreted to understand that the Absolute Truth is impersonal. You'll find many statements, Satyam, Anandam, Jnanam, the Absolute Reality is Truth, Bliss, Knowledge, Satyamekam Dityam, the Absolute Truth is one only, there is no second. So mostly the Jnanis, they like to take these statements and say that the Absolute Truth is impersonal. So the Vedas, they cater to all different classes of people. All different classes of people? No, they cater to all different levels of people. But the ultimate aim is to lead people to devotion to Krishna. Someone will say, the Vedic message is that you should perform sacrifices and go to the moon. Someone will say, no, the main point of the Vedas is to worship demigods and enjoy material life. Someone else will say, no, we should study very philosophically, form austerities, and gain freedom from birth and death and emerge into the impersonal oneness. These different ideas, these different paths are there in the Vedas to bring people in to the path of the Vedas. Actually, the path of the Vedas is Ekayana, means one path. Those who do not know the purpose of the Vedas, they say it is Bhavyan, means that they say there are many, many paths. But the goal is one. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adav Ante Madhyecha Sarvatra Hrigiyate. In all the Vedas, Puranas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all the different Vedic literatures, in the beginning, middle and end, the only purpose is to glorify Lord Sri Hari. Just to make the point clear, Krishna personally comes from time to time and speaks Bhagavad Gita. All the Vedas emanate from the breathing of Narayana. But Bhagavad Gita is more important than all the Vedas because it is directly spoken by the original Narayana, Krishna himself, not simply emanating from his breathing, but directly spoken. Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmanabhasya. Bhagavad Gita is accepted as the most important because it is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because it is the essence of all Vedic philosophy. Sarva Upanishado Gavo. This Srimad Bhagavad Gita is compared to a cow, which is the essence of all. The cow is all the knowledge of the Upanishads. And Dugdha Gopalanandana. Krishna, he's a cowherd boy. He's taking milk from the cow. Vatsa Paritha. And the calf is Arjuna. The idea is that the milk, first of all, goes to the calf. But by God's arrangement, extra milk is also there in every cow, which other people can take. Mm-hmm. So who else, apart from Arjuna, will take this milk? Vatsa Paritha Sudhir Bhokta. Those who are very cool-headed, those who are very thoughtful, they can also enjoy this milk of Bhagavad Gita. And what is that milk? Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat. That milk is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. So this Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all the Upanishads. It is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. And here in this verse, Krishna is giving the essence of Bhagavad Gita. In other words, this is the essence of the essence of the essence of Vedic knowledge. The most essential knowledge. The highest truth. Sarva Guhyatamam, the most secret. Shrinu me paramam vacha. Krishna says, listen, I'm going to speak to you my topmost instruction. So God himself is directly speaking and saying, this is the most important thing you have to know. So that most important thing is told in the next two verses after this. What are those two verses? Let us have a look at this. What are these two verses? What are the most important verses in Bhagavad Gita? Most important verses in all the Vedic literature. Mandyaji. Mam namaskaru se, mame vaishasi, tatyam pehi, vijane priyosi me. Sarvadhaman parityaja, mamekam sharanam raja, aham tvang sarva papebhyo, moksha yishrami maashrucha. So you can all say together, translation in Russian. Well, I hope someone knows. What is it? Someone can say clearly, loudly? Who can say? Say it, loud, loud. Gong. Then sarvadhaman parityaja. You said two verses already? Alright, I'll say. You can translate. Krishna says, always think of me. Become my devotees. Worship me. Offer your obeisances to me. In this way you will surely come to me. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and simply surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So learn these verses. You must learn these verses. This is the whole purpose of our lives. We are so much fortunate. This knowledge, which even great demigods and great rishis, they may not attain somehow or other by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representatives. We are now able to practice this. Antas tu koti satavatsara sampradamyo ayora tati manaso muni pungavanam. So pyasti yatpagadasimya vinchintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham rajam. Lord Brahma describes in Brahma Samhita. There are many yogis who are very serious yogis who practice yoga and austerities for many, many lifetimes. They're not doing it, they're not going out for smoking or cinema, they're simply living in a cave practicing yoga. And they're concentrating their minds very seriously. But they cannot understand Krishna. They cannot even approach the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of Krishna. Even though they are very elevated personalities. What is the reason? Why can a yogi sitting in his cave, very seriously practicing yoga, not approach Krishna? And how is it that we, who can't even imagine performing such austerities, cannot approach Krishna? Can approach Krishna? How is it possible? Who can give an answer? Because those, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, specifically, Krishna is revealed by his devotees. You may perform austerities for many lifetimes, but if you don't get the association of the devotees, it's almost impossible to understand Krishna. Whereas we may come from the most fallen background, like all of us. According to Vedic culture, we're not even considered. We're below human level. In the Vedic literatures, there are directions how Brahmanas should behave, how Kshatriyas should behave, how Vaishyas should behave, how Shudras should behave. But for people from background like us, there's no direction how they should behave. Just, they're not allowed to associate with civil people who are like us, who are born into families of meat-eating and alcohol, We're not even allowed to associate with civilized human beings. That's why followers of the Vedic culture, they're told, you're not allowed to cross the sea. Because those who live outside of India, they're all mlechas, chandalas. So how is it that we who are mlechas, who are completely fallen, now we are chanting Hare Krishna, and even great yogis may not get the opportunity after many, many lifetimes. That is possible by the mercy of the devotees. Kirata, Hulandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumha, Yavanaka, Sandhya, Yinita, Papa, Yavapashriya, Shraya, Shudhyanti, Tasmai, Kabha Vishnave, Namaha. Shukadeva Goswami glorifies how powerful is Lord Vishnu. He's so powerful that he empowers his devotees to deliver the most fallen people. So, this is our very great fortune. We have the opportunity to think of Krishna. What is our qualification? Our qualification is that we have no qualification. Mercy cases. Our qualification is that we are, I don't know, mercy case means, then you need a big thing to explain. Simply, we are lucky to get this mercy. So let us take it seriously. Krishna consciousness is not at all difficult. So many times devotees come to us, oh, I'm having so many difficulties. What is the difficulty? Is it difficult to chant Hare Krishna? Is it difficult to take prasad? Definitely not. Then is it difficult to do a little service for Krishna? But we think, I can't do because this reason or that reason or another reason. Now we're spoiling our opportunity. Somehow or other we should live peacefully in this world and worship Krishna. There's no difficulty to chant Hare Krishna. And if we do chant Hare Krishna, we'll see that all the other problems, they're not actually very important problems. And whatever problem is there, we can be sure that it will come again life after life after life. So let us be serious now in this life to remember Krishna, think of Krishna, and get free from all these problems forever. Maybe we don't realize, we don't understand how fortunate we are to have this most confidential knowledge. We didn't spend many lifetimes going through many austerities to finally come to this point. Just somehow or other, we are chanting Hare Krishna. So maybe we don't appreciate how fortunate we are to have this opportunity. Let us try to understand how fortunate we are. We were all heading 180 kilometers an hour towards hell. We had no idea what is right and what is wrong. We had no idea of Krishna. We were destined to be born, die, reborn again and again, unlimitedly. Now we are on the verge of deathlessness. If we simply take Krishna consciousness very seriously in this life, then we no longer need to come back to this material world. We can go to Krishna directly. Do we realize this? We realize this? If we realize this, then we won't waste any time. We won't let our mind wander away from the important business of using this human life to understand Krishna. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness, we will do very seriously. We've got this great opportunity. Let us not spoil it. Let us take it very seriously. All right, if there are any questions now, they may be asked. Relationship with Krishna. But to reawaken that relationship, certainly it is required that one accept a spiritual master. So if you don't have a spiritual master, you should get a spiritual master. Quite simple. And then you have to prepare to surrender to a spiritual master. Yeah. How does she know they went back to Godhead? How does she know they don't have any relationship with Krishna?
And the Swami told like this.
Told like
this, what? They went back to Godhead.
If they had Indrajumna Swami's blessings, they could certainly go back to Godhead from any position. What happened with the Arjuna? We regularly come before Krishna, see Krishna, chant before him, dance before him. So at the time of death, we want this impression in our minds.